Okay, only some top kuf tes sefei. We started talked about the deal that I think we're holding a subcotton. Actually, holding Mr. Bruce subcotton pay dollar. Excuse me, chaf dollar.
Chaf dollar.
Is it chaf dollar? Is it home chafei?
I have a more
chafei. Okay, chafei makes sense. Yes. Okay. So what's the story? The story here is the person's gonna he had something which is milchik. He wants to change it to fleshik, but it needs to be needs libun. Okay. So am I allowed to do this libun on yomtiv? So he said two things. First of all, it's not since it wasn't shreif, it's not really a tikkun because it was usable as is. And the fact that you're going and heating it up, so what's the tzarech of that? That's a chareshir l'asesim mi'ava mi'ba'dom. So the case is you'll heat it up and then use it. That heat will be used to cook, to bake. So that's mutter. So that's what he says. Miyad, you have to plan to use it right away. That food, that heat for the purpose of baking right now. Once you're heating it up to use to bake, so even though you could have done this process erev yomtiv, gam ken shari it's mutter. The rate tzorach lo achshav achima makli b'shalafiyas amaychol. You need this heating in order to cook. Im yomtiv milefus achi yitzdanin v'chama mechodesh. If you don't, you kasher it out from milchus to fleishigs in the morning, and then you let it cool off, and later on in the day you heat it up to cook in it or bake in it. Into the liban rishon hoye. So the first liban wasn't for cooking purposes, it's for tikkun purposes. So this shita holds that would be osir, because it looks like a tikkun. But dasi yesh makilim deliel, we mentioned in the sifkat and chadal, there's yesh makilim. Gam is shor mitzad adin. Achin lahoris ken lacher machnal. So the second opinion says the ma'aseh. Right now, you need it for this purpose. So that's going to be mutter, even though you could have done it beforehand. No, since you could not have done it beforehand, a case was where you could not have done it beforehand. So that'll be mutter. If you could have done it beforehand, then it's machshirim, which you could have done beforehand. So that's not mutter. So if you're going to do it on yomtiv and then use that heat to cook with, so that's mutter. If you're doing it on yomtiv and not use that heat. See, if you could have done it before Yom Tov, it's also. If you could not have done it before Yom Tov, that's a machlokes. Because I'm going to run, mikan master shabachol mutar lahagol kli mechal lebaso yipcha. We see the issue over here. What was the case? The case is you use this flat and this metal sheet to bake something milchig on it, and then you want to kasher it out to bake something fleshig on it. Well, we don't kasher from milchig to fleshig.
Right.
So the Magen Rambam can mashma shebechol mutar lahagol kli mechal of the baso ibcha. V'alam noigan isser b'davar. The Magen Rambam says that the minig is not like this mechaber. Ayn shamatam, and the Magen Rambam says take over there. He says what the reason is, because we're afraid that a person will end up with just keeping one kli and constantly kashing back and forth, and then of course one time he's going to forget. Prima gadam kosav. Once it's tray, if you're allowed to kasher it, because you're allowed to kasher from tray to make it usable, and once you're kashering it, you don't have to keep it to the same gender that it was before. You can, if I had a milk thing which became tray, I want to kasher, I can kasher and then use it for fleshings. So you need to change something from milk to fleshings. The eitzah is to make a tray.
You're allowed to do that? To look at chalit to make a tray?
Yeah.
It's a good trick.
Va'ayin mashuk sabnu liel b'simen tafan alav b'mishav buras of cotton tell you test b'shemach sam sofer. Sam sofer says similar lines that if a person's kashing something for Pesach, so that's a valid need. So once you're doing that again, you can also change it from milchus deflations. But to go specifically for the purpose of for milchus deflations, that's the point. They're all saying that that's not directly milchus deflations. That's the primary intent is not going to be mutter. Once it's straight or once it's chametz to Pesach, there's another need to kasher it. And once you do that, you can change whatever you want. But the Shulchan Aruch does not seem to say any of this. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it was mutter, and the Magen Rambam said our minhag is not like the Shulchan Aruch.
Did the Sfaradim hold like that? Did they usually pass lines?
You know what? I don't know. He says, however, this is talking about Liban. Comes to Ramah, and Ramah says, what about Hagala? So it's usher to do Hagala on Yamtid. So even though you want to use the kli, so the tikkun and the kli, maybe we'll say that it's a case where it's just mutter. The problem here is something else. The problem is the water. You cook this water. What do you do with the water? So the case before was libun. You heat up the metal. You put the item that you're baking or roasting on the metal, so that the heat which you put into the metal is used directly for the purpose of cooking also, besides for the kashering process. But over here, the water which you use for Hagola, we don't use. So water you boiled up only was used for Hagola, not for cooking. That's so. We're talking about, first of all, a case where you could have done that before Yom Tov. So in the case of heating up the metal, even though you could have done it beforehand, since you're going to immediately turn around and use that heat for baking, so the fact that you could have done it before Yom Tov is not relevant. This is mamash achol nefesh. But over here, heating up the water, it's machshir achol nefesh. You should have done it before Yom Tov. Now, v'im lohoyu efshel hachshir a kli mi'erev Yom Tov. In a case where you could not have done it before Yom Tov, so that's machshir, which are ef shel asosim mi'erev Yom Tov. Rab me'achron mekilim mitzad adin. There are many machronim which are in that case will be meko. But achen lahoris kein lacher mechana. But they all say that even though you're meko, you cannot pass in this, because again people will extrapolate and abuse the concept.
The problem is that there's no purpose for the water, for the hot water.
The problem is no purpose for the water, right.
Theoretically, if you want to do a trick on that one, you could use it to heat up, let's say, a baby bottle, the hot water. Put a baby bottle in the hot water, so it warms it up. It takes the chill off of it if it's cold from before. That could be used, and it would have a purpose to it.
It's just a question. Interesting question. Let me tell you a different problem over here. So the case was, so when we kasher with Hagola, there's always a problem. So you're kashering, let's say, something which is milk became basa b'cholov,
right,
and you want to kasher it out. So
that water is about now too.
So what's the swerve of the hesher? So l'chara, the flavor goes out from the kli into the water, but then it comes part of the water and then goes back into the kli. So what's the hesher? The hesher goes out to tampogim. It was tampogim before you started. So the concept behind Hagola, he said either that if it's not a ben yomai, it's the time it's a pogum, and a time pogum which goes in l'chachila, if it goes in pogum, it doesn't aser. So the time goes out, so now it's clean, even though it gets absorbed back in, but it gets absorbed back in, now going in as a pogum. So that is why it's mutter now. Or alternatively, you need shishim, so when the time goes out into the water, it's bottled in the water. This is bottled in the water, so there's no time going back in, because there's 60 times more water than there is the size of the walls of the kli.
Right.
Now, if you're going to kasher something which was nitrof boi bayayim, by definition, you have to use shishim, because you can't use the etza of ena banyayim minus bagum, because it is banyayim minus not bagum,
yeah.
Right? So the Mishabura is discussing right now a case where it was nitrof boi hayayim. You want to kasher, so you have to use shishim in that scenario. So then the water would be mutter to use. But in a case where it wouldn't be shishim, it was not a ben yomai, theoretically you could use the water for something else, but we don't, mitigas not to. But the problem is, it's interesting, there's a Ramah said, our mitigas not to kasher a ben yomai relying on shishim, because afraid you might not always have shishim. So the state of the Ramah, Excuse me, there's another Mishnah Berurah over here that if it's nitzav b'yom, you can kasher it. Well, our minhag is not to. So it would come out that this whole thing would not be relevant because our minhag is not to do that because we don't kasher b'yom. Okay. Okay.
So on Ribun, if you're kashering something by Ribun, yeah, you say you can put food on it, so there's no worry about the bria and with the food.
No, first you kasher, and then you.
Oh,
you kasher.
I thought you said the pretext is it's okay because you're putting the food on it.
Right, you're going to kasher it off.
You put the food
it's boiling hot on it. There's a boiling hot metal, and you stick the food on.
But not during the process, though.
Not during the process, right. Okay, Mahayim Lamaim Roiskim Shetichon Lutzarach Hachol Nefesh Mutal Haris Lacherim Hagil Behen. Once you had water, you heat it up for a valid yont of need, and they, you know, so, and let's again, the case of if you're doing on Baba Yom and Yomtiv, so you had Shishim, so you put up a big pot of water to use for hotel situation, the big pot of water, right, they have water for people to come in and have their coffee. So then they realize they have the cleavage came tray for that on that day, so no problem, you dip it in, right? Once it's been heated up for Echol Nefesh purposes, you can then kasher the shishim, and it'll be right there to drink from, and everything's good. Then he said, the last thing, the case was that the person had a shroid which he used for meat, to roast meat, which wasn't salted. So you roasting, you don't need to salt the meat beforehand. You just the roasting process takes out the da. But the shvoid, which was used to hold the meat while it was roasting, absorbed da. So that has to be kosher before you want to use it again. Like you remember, we kasher livers. So if you kasher livers on a grate which holds them, and you know, you use to do it over the fires, you kasher the liver. But the grate which holds them has to be kashered before you use it again for livers. So what does that mean?
So basically, what you have to do is you have to take the meat off, you put it back on the fire for a while. Is that what you do?
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you say not salt, don't you have to put a little bit of salt?
You put a little bit of salt, but remember the point is that it's not, the process wasn't through you're not taking the dam out through malich, you're taking the dam out through tzliya. Right. So the Rambam said it's mutter to mimalab in the shvoid, if you want to use it again, b'bayon. So he says, so why is that? Lab in the shvoid, the kibbe medina ain't sark libun, agol rakshanog lalabna. He says, the reason why it's mutter is because mikra din. You do not need to do libun because we say that the dam is mishrik shorik and it doesn't get absorbed. That's the ikur din. But our minig is to do it.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not
mutter
to do it in the shower.
Right.
So it doesn't technically absorb into the.
Well, while it's in the process of coming out and dripping out, instead of absorbing into the kli, it's just falling down. That's what we say. So it's not really, it's not a real tikkun because it's not really mikra din. It's just a minig that we do. So chashu tikkun kli al yedei libun mutar filo hoyu beefshara lelabnei kadam yamtiv. And therefore, even in a case where it was efshar before yamtiv, so it's a tikkun. L'char it's a case of achshir achol nefesh, which were efshar mibad yom. But it's mutar because it's not a real tikkun. Okay, vav, sif vav. Ein noik ben nekev chadosh bechavis biyom tov. You can't make a new hole in a chavis on Yom Tov. So the example will be over there. You're putting in you have a keg and you would put in the spigot. So they make a hole to put the spigot in. So that's also. Chavches ain't noikun. I feel a little tzarech shtia, even though you plan to use it for drinking. So why is it aser? Efshel lenakum erev yomtiv, because you could have should have done it before yomtiv. If that wasn't possible to do before yomtiv, mutal lenakum yomtiv kedin machshir echol nefesh. So it's a case of machshir echol nefesh, which was not possible to do beforehand, and I need to get to the food. So that's part of the heter machshir echol nefesh, and it's mutal. Okay, and in Murray Kane, We said that all of these cases, a Mashiach Nefesh, where you're making it into some form of a kli, Chazal told you that you can do it yourself. You shouldn't be passing this halacha l'maisa for other people. So all the limitations of that, what he's saying is that in Shin Yudal they said the following: if you have a kli, which is a kli gerua, it was, instead of being a regular kli, it was like a lot of pieces of cheris glued together. It really has a minimal usage, and the opening that you're making will not be a nice, perfect, round opening. It's just like basically smashing it open to get the stuff inside. That's mutter. So the combination of the fact that it's a kli gerua, A, and you're not making a neck of yafa, B, is mutter on Shabbos, it's also mutter on Yom Tov. So,
he's saying a few times, I see. Ain't Marankane. Who is he talking to? He's talking about to someone who just happened to learn the Mishnah Berurah and says, oh, that's okay to do it, but don't tell anybody? I mean,
right.
Is that really what he means?
Yeah.
But anyone could. So, in other words, if someone asks you, you can't say, I am Mishnah Berurah because. Oh, can you? Could you just say, look at the Mishnah Berurah, figure it out yourself, and this is the sift that it's on? I don't know. I've never heard this before. That the Ain Marin K. I mean, if that's not lofa, so why can't you? Well, what's the secret that you can't tell somebody that? I don't understand.
So it's not. The reality is that the starting point was a Gemara. The Gemara said, so the Gemara, there was nothing written. Everything was Baal Peh.
Right.
So the Gemara came up with, the Gemara had a discussion about a certain thing. The Gemara said it's a mutar to do.
Yeah.
But the rabbi used to give halacha shari Shabbos. So right. He says he can't publicize the psak. The argument.
But if someone asked the rav specifically,
he couldn't tell him it's mutter.
Tell him it's mutter.
Right.
So what does he say? Us. I mean, that's why he has to say us. Has to say something.
Right.
So then, if this guy decides he's looking at Mishnah Berurah and he finds this, then I guess he says, oh, he wasn't allowed to tell me this.
Right.
Interesting.
So the point being,
is there a lot of this?
Well, this siman, it's come up a lot in the siman. You missed a few times also in the siman.
Yeah.
The point of the Mishnah is saying that these are things which a person who's not learned it in the area of halacha will abuse this very much.
Okay.
So he said, listen, if you're a person who's learning, you usually was a person who's familiar with the concepts of halacha, he'll know how he'll use it properly.
Right.
But once you say barabit, once you marry it, it's going to go who knows where.
It's going to go. Okay.
So there's three madrigas in the Gemara. One madriga is that you're allowed to learn with your talmidim. You just can't be marakein in the halacha, in the shir, which you said for the hamanam. And the thing is, you can't even tell your talmidim. You learn this, so you came out, that's the end of the day, but you're not supposed to, it's not a conversation which you have. So, the Mishnah Berurah said before, these are things, most of these things go into the rule, not even to your talmidim. You're allowed to learn the sugya and learn the halacha, and that's it. So now you've learned through, you understand the concepts, you understand it, fine. But it's not so much we're going to publicize because of that problem. I mean, the interesting question which you always have is that, because I'm writing halacha sefer. I'm writing Shmir Shabbos Kilchusa.
Right.
Shmir Shabbos Kilchusa. So what do I write?
Yeah.
Right? So you have to say that goes into this halacha, but that's called learning it. Right? Okay, so that I have a problem with. That, it was written in Hebrew with footnotes and everything like that. Every person who used it, let's say, at least in America, was a person who was some level of being able to learn a concept in a sugya. Now my name is Feldheim and I'm publishing an English translation of Shmir Shabbos Kilchusa.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole new ballgame. Why is it mutter? So it was actually a discussion about the Maisa, they did it. With that case, with other cases like that, they have, but the question is, it's not so partial to me why it's mutter. Right? Once you're putting it just out in English, safer, so that means anybody can pick up and read it. So they're not necessarily, so that why isn't it culping murder to people?
Maybe putting something in a safer is not considered murder. Murder may be, in a verbal discussion.
That's true.
Because if you, let's say, you don't even have to go to Feldheim. I mean, if you, I don't know what you're referring to, but let's say, I think Mishnah Berurah is now translated in English, isn't it? is English Mishabura.
English Mishabura, right.
So then, what are you going to do? Are you going to leave that part out? I mean, you're translating the whole thing. You're going to say, this I'm not going to write. You have to write it. I mean, how could you not write it?
No, see, it's Mishabura is a little bit more comfortable with me. There's the whole idea is if you're learning, in the context of learning it, it's mutter.
Yeah.
Because you're learning, so I mean, the average, okay, yes, there's a person who will pick up the sefer and just look up that halacha, but the average person is learning through the concepts.
Right.
So that's mutter. Right? But once you start making a sefer of just piskei halacha, the person's not learning through concepts, you just get it, you're just telling
them. Getting the
it's basically,
line.
it's a way to say a psak.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
now.
You mentioned the problem, or potential problem, translating into English. What about the problem of having it in Hebrew? There are Israelis who read this and they can just use this for loeg on Chachamim.
The same problem with her. Okay. Okay, now, so let's talk about opening Kant and Yom Tov. So Kant, I could have opened before Yom Tov. So that's make sure a can which is also an open whatever type of can you hit, whatever wherever you hold the psak is on cans, right? But if you hold this can is also. So if I could have opened it before Yom Tov, so it's Mashir in there, which is the Eshla Sesame Abed Yom, so it's also to do. Let's say I couldn't open it before Yom Tov. All of a sudden guests came and I didn't need more food.
Right.
So Lukhara, that's this din over here making a nekev, which he said if you couldn't have done it beforehand, you ought to make a nekev. You can't be married. You can't be married. Can't be allowed to do it. So lechera, and that scenario where Arachim would come, I should be allowed to open up the can. Because it's machshir echol nefesh, which e'af shalas says in mivad yom, which is the mutter. You can't be married, even to make a nekev chadash. So Rishon LeKrell Taka says that's mutter. Rishon Zalman, the Shur Shabbos Nilz responds from Rishon Zalman. Rishon Zalman said back since. Derek Kilka was mutter doing Shabbos also. So you still have it. You don't have. You can't say Mashiach Chol Nefesh is mutter because there's a Tzarech Chol Nefesh for it. So what's a Tzarech Chol Nefesh to make a nice opening? I can make a not nice opening. My main thing is get the contents. I can do it one of two ways. So I have no need to make it in the way which is usher. Over here, the case was the only way to make it was a way which is a neck which would be a prohibited neck. So listen, the Tzarech Chol Nefesh is mutter. If you had no option, if you had another option. Or here you have another option. The other option is do it with Derek Tilko. So, see, he doesn't hold that mutter. Moshe says the following. He quotes over from Moshe. Moshe says the following. That so the problem is what are we afraid of? We're afraid of that people are going to be matter. There is Mashiach Nefesh which you could not have done before Yom Tov, and we're going to allow you to do them on Yom Tov. The person's going to say, "Well, you're allowed to do this on Yom Tov." So he's not going to be matter careful whether it was Efshal Asayis or Efshal Asayis. He's just going to do it. But let's say I'm dealing with where do you draw the line? In other words, what are we going to say? The person is going to do the exact same action and another scenario where there was actually to do beforehand. Or the person is going to say, well, I'm going to do a similar action. Right? So what's an afkamina? Let's say I have a type of a food which is in a can. The nature of this food is that it's miscalical very quickly once it opens up. So it's never actually associated with doing Miriam. It's always going to, always, every time you'll be dealing with this food and this scenario, it's always going to be a case of Yev Shalos Tzoyse. So if the concern is this exact same action the next time, but for a not valid need, over here it's always a valid need. If the issue is, well, if I can open up my cans for my kilkel food, you know, my food which is miskalkel, I'll open up cans for other foods which are not miskalkel. So nafkamina is, is this case would be mutter to do it and be murakein, even, right? Because if the issue is this self same scenario, it's always going to be mutter. If the issue is going to strap it to other scenarios, then it would be a problem. It would be mutter, but it ain't murakein. So he holds it that we look at the same scenario. So therefore, it's going to be mutter to do it, because this scenario that you're opening up this can of, I don't know, whatever, I don't know what there is, which is in this calico, that the flavor deteriorates. I guess maybe they didn't have refrigeration. I don't know. The can sits open for overnight. It doesn't have a good flavor. You know, the food sits open overnight. It doesn't have a good flavor without refrigeration. Okay. Zion. Mahadlo kli chodesh b'yom tov, didik rabbi Shabbos, k'di'isa b'soyb shimon, b'simon shin chav gimel sev Zion. So we sit over there like this. On Shabbos, we said that you can't do it. Why can't you do it? The Gemara says actually Tfilas Kalim is mutter. Gemara says Tfilas Kalim is mutter on Yemtiv, because it looks like you're doing. Looks like you're washing it. You know, it's not obvious. It's not obvious that he said that. But we brought, but in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishabura brought over there, the Mechaber, Mishabura, I don't know which one it was. And the Gemara's case was a case of Tumah Tahara. So the issue wasn't from being a Goy's Kli to a Jew's Kli. The issue was the issue from Tumah Tahara. And that was a common thing that they would, you know, they would. I'm saying it backwards, I'm saying it wrong. The Gemara says that a person can go to the mikveh on Yom Tov or on Shabbos from Tumah L'Tahara because it looks like he's being maker calling himself off. But a Kli is Osir. From Tumah L'Tahara, a Kli is Osir. The question was, does that same halacha apply from new Kalim, which need to be nitval before they're being used or not? So he presented over there a sheet which says that's also Osir. And the Mishabur passed over there, that's Mechloikus, so he passed that it's better not to. So Yom Tov will have the same din as Shabbos. I go over din and Hadocha, but Sheep Shub Kalim, but Yom Tov, in regards to washing dishes on Yom Tov. Din of Shabbos, Kiritsa Besimin, Shein Chav Gimel. What the Tatum Muksa, the Tarcha Chonevich, Besimchas Yom Tov. The Ramah throws in this halacha over here, which is like a very important halacha. We discussed it before, that you allow them the same way Eichel Nefesh is Deicha Malacha, it's Deicha the Yisur Toto Muksa. Like, it's an interesting place to just like throw it in. Like, middle of nowhere, just throw in. You allow to move Muksa, okay? Lahat will kli chadash lamed v'yam tev. Verse lamed, the B'Shabbos, he said, le'el d'yesh machmirim, he quoted a sheet which says that it's Osir, mesh also these tamash b'ray kli, b'li tefila, since you cannot use it beforehand. Nirkim Asakan Kli Ayyadeh HaTvila, looks like you're doing Tikkun Kli. V'chinavi B'yamtiv, so the same halacha would be true B'yamtiv, you can't type, but if it goes under the rubric of Tikkun Kli, so we have this ongoing din, if you couldn't do it beforehand, in Masirach Nefesh, which were not possible beforehand, you can do it, but you can't be Murakim. So we're back to that same concept. So now an interesting question which comes up like this. So in Shabbos, the Matirim held that they had to, because it's not obvious doing it for Tikkun Kli. So there we raise the question, according to the material, can you make a bracha? So the heter is because not near you're taking clean, it doesn't look like you're doing it. You look like you're washing it, you know, that's it. Good. But once you make a bracha on it, now it's nicker. But over here in the case of Yom Tov, where you're doing it because of this heter or machshir chol nefesh, which are not possible to do beforehand, so of course you make a bracha. Right? Well, because over here we're saying, Gzunta hate, it's not getting the tikkum, it's still mutter. M'chein ahoy ha-kli ha-zeh kli z'chuchis, at best, you can't call it a tikkun if all this is only siddur rabbanon. Let me say that again. Tefillas kelim is the raisa on metal, and siddur rabbanon on glass. that you may not use a kli which without tevila is a drabana. There's a mitzvah to tevil it. Chazal recognized the fact that if we're going to allow you to use without being tevil it, you know, I'll get to it. You know, so they asked you can't use it. Mele the guy said, well, he has a motivation to get to it because he can't use it. You have a chiv, you have a kli which it's chiv tevila to start with his drabana. So there's an issur d'rabbanan not to use it beforehand, in order to get to that point where you're going to tevil it. And now it's a usable kli, but it's not really. Now it's tikkun of tevila has been done, but even when you do it in tevila, it's only d'rabbanan. So that level of tikkun is not such a significant tikkun that we could say we could answer it of ein mari kein lacher. Okay, you want to move away the ash to put bread there to bake. You had some bags and you put down some bricks so the bag shouldn't fly away. You want to take away the bricks to get inside the bags to get your peiris. So the tiltal mukser is mutter tzarecha kol nefesh. That's tiltal. Avalechol. But to use muksa for benefit for echol nefesh purposes, that's not mutter. Now we've discussed this before. Now there's two different isurim by muksa. There's an isur of muksa. There's an isur which maybe is asmacht or of that to eat or benefit from muksa. On Yom Tov, the process of Hechino, there has to be Mucha. Then there's Nisr Rabbanan to move it, not while you're benefiting or eating it. So this Heter is a Heter on the Isr of moving it, but not on the Heter Isr of benefiting from it. It's not a question of it's not a Heter. It's not Mucha. It's not usable on Yom Tov, and Mux is not considered Mucha. Okay. Let's see where we're holding Tafkuf Yud. I guess we can start over here. Simon Tafkuf Yud. Come to the word my sermon, Liyasas, Biyamta, Ve'ezimim, Mutar, Ma'yadishinu. So this is a catch-all Simon. A lot of different malachas discussed over here. So the first one is what's called Merlin Melilis. So the issue over here is the malach of Dosh. So dosh is when a stalk of wheat grows. So the kernel is attached to the stalk, and the process of threshing of dosh is to break off the usable kernel from the unusable straw which is connected to. So that applies to taking beans out of their pod, breaking it out of the pod. It applies to some scenarios of breaking open. If some nuts, they have more than one shell. So that the shell which you normally bring it to the table with, that's not called dosh. But the shell which you normally remove earlier, to break that off on Shabbos or Yom Tov, that's the malach of dosh. So here the person had the kernel, and there was still some husk around the kernel. You want to remove the husk around the kernel. So that's called Merlin Melilis. And the way they would do it is they would rub it around, you would roll it around, and that would break it apart. So you could roll it with a roller, you could roll it in your hand. There's a lot of different ways of doing it. But as you roll it around, so that cracks off the husk. And Mefarach and Kitnias are the same thing you can do when break off Kitnias from their pods, the beans out of the pods. Kedar coming up. You want to do that in a normal fashion. You process them a little bit as you use them a little bit. So now in the peach over here is now you have a mixture of husk and non-husk and kernel together in your hands. You blow away the husk and you take the kernels. So mat means you prepare a little bit, eat it. Prepare a little bit, eat it. So it's all part of that. It's more to do it in the normal derech, but it has to be used in an eating process. So you can do that. You can't use your regular kalim to do that, like a sieve, something of that sort. But if a person wants to use kalim to help him to separate, now that it's been broken apart, to do your barrier process. But not the, they're not primary kalim, which are normally used for that purpose. The other kalim, so it's done in a way which is shinui. It's also mut. But you can't use normal kalim for that purpose. So how do they do it? So one of the examples is a konon or a tamkli. A konon was a funnel. So you take a funnel and you put in a mixture of the chaff and the kernels, you shake it around, the nature of the kernels will go down the tube of the funnel.
Because it's heavier,
and the chaff will stay on top. Or a tamkli is also the same thing with a bowl. You know, you move the bowl, you shift the bowl around, and it moves around. So the nature is that heavy things will move to the bottom of the bowl, other things will stay on top. That's not the normal way to do it. The normal way to do it is use a sieve, you know, use a sifter. So, exactly how you did it on the table, I'm not sure. Tabla is a table, I'm not sure how you did it on the table. But nap and quarter is a sifter and a sieve. So that you can't do. Aleph, merlim alilis, pirish shabiyodoy, it's doing it by hand. Yimlo lachitim kashem rakim. So when you have the chitim and they're soft, you can roll around your hand and it'll break the husk off of the kernel. Because it's mutter, because it's disha, but it's disha and not in an abnormal fashion. So b'shabbos tzarich shini b'malili. Even when you do malili, you have to do it in a different way than usual. The hanu barosh etzvay. So you have to normally you do it with the palm of your hands. You have to do it with the tips of your fingers. So the normal way itself is, but it's a shinui. That's not the normal way. The normal way you process kitim is by threshing. That's the pods, and you're taking the seeds out of the pods. Some say no, the Shabbos and Yomtiv are no different over here. And you have to do a dafka brush by yourself. And then you can do the winnowing process. So on Shabbos, Nap and Kor is the Raisa, Konamatamk is also Mirabonim, and Biyad is Mutter. So on Shabbos, this is really part of the bar, it's really under the Borer heading. Winnowing is a form of, it's very similar to Borer. You have two separate items, they're no longer attached. Disha is to break them apart. You've done that. Now they're separate, and one's good and one's bad. So that's burr. So you can't do it with any kli at all. A napa kor be nisad raisa, and a kana batamli nisad the rabbanon. But a yomtiv, even you can use a napa, you can use a kana batamli. A little bit tabla. The master command of the tzarech mocher shein derech lasses bekelam alola ella harbe. So they weren't matter and yomtiv to use kalim, even though in yomtiv really the chara, it's really moiker than mutter. But this goes back to our concept that certain malachas, which are normally were done earlier in the process and not directly in conjunction with achila, so they're also either they're also because mirabanan it looks like you're doing it the sarach mocher, or miraraisa they're also because since they're normally done earlier in the process. They're normally done the tzarech mocher, so that's not part of the heter malacha. So here, Mr. Burr says, you know, sounds like he's going with it, Mahalachat Rabbanah, but Mr. Burr both sheet this earlier. Two reasons why it's usher. Okay.